Welcome everyone to another live post-game edition of 410 Sports Talk. I'm Glenn Martin here with my coach James Haskell, and of course DK in the back running the show. It's interesting, Jimbo. After a loss, I've never felt so who gives a damn happy.
Yeah, excited. Super is the word apathetic, DK? Isn't that the word? Like,
well,
who cares?
Well, honestly, I come out of this with a lot of optimism and excitement because of the fact that we got a couple glimpses of some guys. And I mean, we're going to get into it, but I was pretty happy with it. And I'll tell you another thing, because I heard there was a lot of Steelers fans at this game, and they were feeling themselves because they got a big win that could help put them in the playoffs. I was not mad knowing that many Steelers fans were there and the weather was as shitty as it was.
Seriously, let them have it, right?
Let them have that shitty weather.
Yeah, no. Dude, and Lamar had to low-key be like, hey, I'm fine keeping the jacket on today.
Yeah, like no doubt. Oh, Lamar is not going to – there's no way he was campaigning to go out there.
No, not a chance. Yeah, no, but I agree with you. I mean, we saw some glimpses, saw some things. Honestly, some more guys played than I thought would play. But at the same time, it's just difficult because guys have to play. It's a numbers game, right? Yeah. So some guys, it's not like you can just sit everyone. You don't have the numbers for that. So, but I was surprised about some of the guys. Honestly, I didn't think we'd see Moses and Stanley at all.
Dude, shocked.
And Moses, shocked. I think we saw him in the fourth quarter.
Saw Stanley in the fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I felt like I saw less of Stanley than I did Moses, but more of both of them than I wanted to.
I didn't want to see any of them either. I wanted to see all Falele and McCary all game.
And no Salah, unless I'm mistaken. No
Salah. Simpson got it. Yeah.
Yeah, got the run. I saw more Linderbaum than I wanted to. Obviously, Mustafer ended up out there.
Yeah.
Now, Zeitler was out, but that's because he's still on the mend. But, there were some names, some guys out there. I talked about Pepe Williams as my breakout player, and I saw a lot of Brandon Stevens, a lot of Mollett. Like, I didn't see a ton of Pepe out there, which is a bit of a bummer.
But in fairness to him, that, you know, he's still working his way back. And I thought Mollett played well, you know.
Yeah,
I
did. He had a lot to say every time he tackled somebody because, of course, that's his former team. I get it.
That's right. Let him know.
Absolutely. But, ultimately the Ravens do lose 17-10 in probably the toughest game to watch this season. Let's be honest. In that, it was rainy, so it was low scoring, but it wasn't that as much. Because we've had plenty of those games, those low-scoring games here in Baltimore. If you're a Baltimore fan, you know what that's like. It was more about the fact that you know what it would have been like. It was our team was fighting with one hand tied behind their back.
Oh, for right? sure. Yeah.
And so you just had to, at least for me, I just had to keep in perspective, like, all right, what can we take out of this game? Because, it's not all about the W, which is weird because that's, like, hardwired into you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I think you always want to beat the Steelers, especially when you can have an opportunity to knock them out of the playoffs. So from that perspective, certainly there's a bit of disappointment. But, I mean, like you said, I mean, this the get from the, everything, not just from, like, the guys who didn't play, but also a game planning perspective. Like, we showed nothing. Like, I can't imagine we kept winning that game wanting to show anybody anything. Let's see. Ev Osama says, Marcus Williams is a liability. PQ's replacement looked good. That's all. Well, look, Marcus Williams could have and probably should have had an interception on that one play, but it was awfully wet out there. We saw the ball getting dropped by guys paid to catch the ball. So I will give him a bit of a pass in that he's not paid to do that. But man, I'm glad Ev brought him up because how encouraged are you seeing what Trenton Simpson was looking like out there? The explosiveness he was showing, the pursuit. I mean, it's probably a foregone conclusion that Pat Queen is priced himself out of Baltimore. And seeing the glimpse we saw from Trenton Simpson made me at least encouraged of the future.
And even Phillips to a certain extent.
Yeah, he's flying around.
He played well. Looks the part, right? At the very least, that's really all you can ask for at this point. Looks like he fit in. Looks like he belongs on a field in the NFL. So, encouraged at Simpson. Looking forward to seeing what he can. I'm hoping he's soaking everything he can in from, one Roquan Smith and PQ at this point, because there will come a time where the Ravens are obviously going to call on him. So, I'm happy. Yeah, just like you said, the explosiveness, the athleticism, all those things, you can check the box on those. And I'm excited about that for sure. Doomgore 94 says it was. Oh, and the other thing I want to say in the first part of that last comment, what was the, I wanted to mention something.
Marcus Williams.
The only thing that bummed me out about Marcus Williams was just the over pursuit on that, you know, the bad read on that long touchdown. That was a bit of a bummer, but you know, just like you said,
that was a tough throw, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was able to thread the needle there.
Yeah.
And,
hey, look, my key to the game defensively, dude.
Yeah.
Can't have the big play.
No. Can't and they it. Locked down Pickens. Pickens just wasn't the guy on that play.
Yeah. Wrong guy.
Yeah. Doom going 94 says it was the way we lost that bothers me. Bad fundamentals on both sides. Again, two or three fumbles away from maybe winning this game. Also injuries. 30's a dog. It's just hard. I mean, I get at any point in the season you want to have sound fundamentals, but the fumbles were on both sides. They were just good. I mean, they let that thing hit the dirt what twice? Warren had one. Did Warren have two?
He had two, but the other one they recovered.
Yeah, and Rudolph had one. It was just.
Dude, it's a mess out there.
Yeah, it's a nasty, nasty game.
But yeah, I mean, to Doomgore's point, my key was don't turn the damn ball over. Make
Melvin
them drive.
Gordon did Melvin Gordon things. Now, I'll tell you, there's one thing that bothered me about that, Glenn. There's only one thing that bothered me.
Other than the fumble?
Yeah, outside of the fumble. Like, I know you fumble, you're in John's doghouse, right?
Yeah, he got back out there in the fourth, though.
But, like, what lesson are you teaching here, John? I don't want Gus out there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
it's amazing. Gus comes on the field, cracks off a 30-yarder real quick.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, he hit the dirt too. Of course he let one drop too, but like you said, it was nasty out there. The one thing I'll never understand, look, I'll never literally understand this, but I thought the only guy that had it right was Tylan Wallace, man. I'm not wearing gloves.
You're right. Cause the gloves, it's countered when it's wet. Like it's opposite. Like
it's real slick.
I'm 100% with you. And we saw that from Puka Nacua when he was here. So.
And even Mason Rudolph had trouble with the ball.
Yeah. I mean, snaps weren't guaranteed. We saw Charlie Kohler struggle early, which is why I think we saw as much of Isaiah Likely as we did. Because Kohler was clearly an emphasis. Get this guy the ball. And
Glenn, you went robotic. But yeah, no, I agree. And then Doomgoy 94 said it also had to be the Steelers. Yeah, that's the thing, right? That's the thing that makes it bothersome because the Steelers fans, I think if I'm not mistaken, they're like 6-1 or something like that in our last 7 matchups. And like, whatever. I don't care because they're just not good. They're in football purgatory.
Well, I think what we saw today is a glimpse into the life of a Steelers fan the last couple of years. Because that is what, take the rain away, that's just what their games look like. Trash offense, their defense keeps them around, and somehow in the end they find a way to have more points than the other team more times than not. But it's not a fun team to watch in any way. Like it's gross.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. Marcus Orr says, do you think the way the defense played today is any indication of how we will play in the divisional round? No. I mean, look, when the heart and soul of that defense isn't out there, Roquan Smith, that makes a big difference. Also, Marlon wasn't out there.
Kyle Hamilton?
Kyle Hamilton wasn't out there.
Worries.
Yeah, big I had no difference. Worries at all. let's get healthy. Let's get focused. Let's figure out who we're playing. You know, by tomorrow, the playoff picture should be clear. So,
you're still opportunistic as we've been all season. Still getting to the quarterback. And by the way, special shout out, Jadeveon Clowney. I get why that dude was celebrating. Having $750,000 incentive get triggered mid-game by a half sack. I mean, he got a full sack, but all he needed was a half. Man, shout out to him for getting his. It's clear they were incentive chasing for a few guys. He was one of them. Nelson Aguilar getting a bunch of targets as they tried to. He had two triggers. I believe he could have gotten. And I don't think he got either. I think he needed 45 yards to hit one incentive. He got 39. And I think he needed 10 or more catches to hit another one. And he got 5. But he certainly, I mean, they tried. They gave him a lot of targets. Yeah, it's a shame he didn't get there, but no worries for me with the defense. Yeah. Roquan is a massive, I mean, we know this, right? Like, massive difference maker. And then keep in mind, a lot of their attack was going to the flats. Like, it seemed like we kept leaving people open in the flat, and it was driving me crazy. Well, that is where Kyle Hamilton, that's his office. Yep. So there will be no shenanigans in his office.
Yeah, and look, and you know, not to be forgotten is, of course, Marlon Humphrey, right? Who's a huge difference maker on our defense alone. I mean, outside of those guys are absolute, you know, monsters, but certainly Marlon Humphrey's no slouch. And, and I don't care what anyone says. We're all human. It's raining. They wanted to play for their pride, but not like a playoff game. No. Ain't a playoff game. Ravens Jose says, you know what let Pittsburgh in? Let them – wait, what? You know what let Pittsburgh in? Let them win a game and get them in the divisional. This team is overdue for an ass kicking.
Yeah, like, I don't mind them getting in, right? Like, no fear in playing Pittsburgh.
Yeah, exactly. You scared of Mason Rudolph? Yeah. I thought it was funny their excuse for Mason Rudolph starting to help Kenny Pickett's pride was that he has more experience. Dude, first of all, experience is overrated, number one.
You can have a whole lot of bad experience.
Yeah, I don't see a guy starting over CJ Stroud because he has more experience.
You don't think they're going to let Case Keenum keep going out there?
Yeah.
Stroud's healthy tonight?
Yeah, come on, guys. Like, what's happening? I thought Case Keenum was in Buffalo, isn't he?
Or is he in Buffalo? I thought, no, he's in Texas.
Is he in Texas?
Yeah, because he was the big ad that, like, has been a big crucial point in helping the kid.
Okay, I got you. Remember when Case, wasn't he in Buffalo and he did, like, the bit where he would wear glasses, sunglasses, and a hat? And he would do the signatures to see if any of his teammates noticed him.
Yeah, he'd act like a reporter, and he'd do all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you're right. He got Josh Allen. Yeah, he did. I remember that video. But yeah, to your point, let him in. They don't scare me in the least. And in fact, if that prevents a possibility of a more difficult team, like, I don't know what Buffalo's scenario is if they lose. I don't know what the AFC South looks like, but I think those teams in the South scare me a little bit more than Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, maybe what we'll do, I do have a simulator. Maybe we'll spend 10 minutes or so just kind of going
through what it looks like if
you know, now that we know the Steelers won, if Buffalo loses, whatever, we can go through all of them for sure to kind of get a better idea. And we'll know by tomorrow, right? This is funny, Max, because Max Offit says Melvin Gordon is gone, right? This is exactly what my wife asked me. It's like, is he going to get cut?
I mean, how much better is that Dalvin Cook signing looking right now, honestly?
Yeah, he only let it fall once, right?
Yeah, but at this, I mean, 7 carries, 18 yards. No, he averaged 2.5 a carry, where Gus was at 4.8.
DK liked the Dalvin Cook signing, I think, is what he's saying.
Well, he doesn't like Melvin Gordon.
At
all. And man, did DK look big time right again after this one? I mean, it was literally, TJ's like, he just can't put the ball on the ground, right? And then boom, ball's on the ground. Like, dude, I don't want to hear the raining crap neither. Like, I get it. It's tougher. But your whole reputation, the whole reason you were not being signed and pursued by other teams is because you put the freaking ball on the ground. Like, it's crazy to me that he still can't fix that. Like, there's got to be something you can do, dude. Got to be.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Melvin Gordon. Mm. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do there. But yes, the Dalvin Cook signing does look
a lot
better.
Take his badge away. Just don't even let him in the building. Just disable his badge.
Oh, Jamal Adams, you seen the...
Oh, yeah. Boop. Nothing. yeah, that was crazy, dude. Crazy. I love how Isaiah Likely comes in and just...
Dominates for a sec.
Dude, just dominates for a sec, bro.
Dude, that stiff arm while falling and off balance. Giga! Man. Talk about sunning somebody.
Yeah.
Because that was only at like 30% power.
He wasn't even like fully standing.
That's like, you know how a horse's tail automatically swats at a fly?
That's right.
You know, he doesn't even think about it. He was just like, dude, Don C says, I'm in a bad spot, guys. Can't get out. My phone driving back from upstate New York. Well, get home safe, Don, I think.
He's going? Hold on.
He's going?
I'm in a bad spot, guys.
Because of the weather.
Oh, yeah. Be careful out there, man. Drive safe, dude. It's bad.
It's snowing where you're at, DK?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Is it? Okay, so it's just nasty, like rain and sleet and wind.
John, be safe, but
Gosh. Yeah, I don't mind if I don't have to drive. I love the snow. I don't like the sleet, though. Ugh.
No, every freaking year I hate Maryland weather more and more. The winter. Like, it's just, can we just get some snow? Can it not be 36 and pouring rain, please?
It was sleeting when I left for work this morning.
Gosh, man. Like, so annoying.
Yeah, but yeah, be careful up there, Don.
Yeah, Don, certainly. Be careful. 10-2, baby. 10-2.
That's right. Got to be careful. Let's see here. If there's anybody, let's see if we're any super chats. Are we good? Okay, we're good.
Dude, really quickly, I want to tell you about when I drive in the snow.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah. So Don, hopefully this helps. When I drive in the snow, so I've lived out in Utah for 6 years. It snows a lot out there, as you can imagine. I've had some sketchy cars throughout the years. I think you've seen a couple of them.
Yep.
And so what I do, I just turn it to the wild, wild west, dude. I don't even, there's no lines. There's no nothing. I give.
It's all about protecting yourself.
That's right. It's all, I'll give everyone all the space in the world. Like, I've been in moments on the highway in Utah where, like, I can't see a thing. And yeah, I'm spinning the wrong way. But I'm like, you know what? There's no, like, nothing's going to happen to me right now because I'm not up. You know, dude, it's always the dummies with four-wheel drive that with big tires that are, like, off in a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, moron, that doesn't help your braking.
Yep.
Anyway, it's a good time, dude.
It is those big trucks you see because they get a little too confident.
Yeah.
And they, yep, that's who you see right on the side of the road.
Here I am in a 95 Civic hatch like a bowling ball.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. Dude, I'm telling you, that Corolla is a beast in the snow.
Yeah,
dude.
Man, rock it out, dude. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, give yourself some space, ladies and gentlemen. Drive safely.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Anyway. Now, I did want to get your take a little bit. Were you... I mean, look, the weather is no doubt it played a big role in this game.
Yeah.
But did you think our leading target getter in the passing game would be Justice Hill with 10 targets?
I know. For the year? Yeah. I didn't really like the usage of the backs. I felt like they were used too much. I thought it was funny they went for that wheel route again.
Yeah, man. Went back to the well. And he, interesting enough, 10 targets in the air, 0 carries in the backfield.
Oh, you're right. But he, now at the end, that was a dump off where he got the. He went up, got up to the 50-yard line. Yeah,
like a check down. Yeah, but it's just weird to me. Like, I don't know.
That
is fast, man. He's quick. He showed.
Yeah, DK is asking if he has something in his contract as well. Maybe he did. I don't know.
Could have.
He's
been
on a 1-year deal, isn't he?
No. He was signed to.
Oh, they signed him to a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then speaking of that, I'm glad you mentioned that because we do have to be reminded that Michael Pierce signed a 2-year contract extension prior to this game.
Oh yeah.
And got it for, I believe, like $7 million, dude. And you know, kind of the guys around the league, like the reporters around the league are saying he took potentially a pretty decent pay cut than what he would have gotten had he gone to the open market. And it's clear that he wanted to stay in Baltimore and was willing to maybe make a little bit less to make it happen.
Yeah, and I also think that what it does for him is it provides him some peace of mind because I don't know how old Mike is now, but this is his second team, but like third team in that he was in Baltimore, in Minnesota, back to Baltimore. I feel like once you get up around, they have like his position has like this, the shelf life of a running back.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you bounce around, I feel like the sooner you're forgotten.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're replaced, you know, but if you can stay in one place, I think you have a better chance.
You can
of
show
longevity.
Value. Like they know your value better. Yeah.
Right. So I think that was a good decision. And you know, he's going to be playing a lot of competitive football, a lot of playoff football, hopefully based on who this team is, who we have at quarterback, et cetera. So yeah, good move for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out.
And good move for the Ravens for,
you
know, getting a guy who showed when healthy and then this year showed he could stay healthy, but also we all knew when healthy he's a monster. I mean, he's a difference maker inside and we didn't have a lot of depth in the D line.
Yeah. You'll see there'll always be things that will happen as long as the GM is a disciple of one Ozzie Newsome and so on, like part of that tree. You'll always see we have two big guys, right? It's never just one. Like we always had, you know, we had Brandon Stevens and Michael Pierce. And before then it was Brandon Stevens and Haloti Ngata. And before then we had Sam Adams and I don't know, Saragusa, right? Weren't they next to each other?
Yep.
So, you know, there's always two. It's never just one. I feel like, you know, I mean, now you have Michael Pierce and you have Travis Jones. And so I feel like even though there's some redundancy there, the Ravens are always going to do stuff like that. And I'm glad to have Mike around.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. God, why are people still saying Harbaugh is like in trouble? Like, what are we talking about? Like, people in the chat getting mad at Harbs because he played some starters. Guys, this isn't the preseason when you have a 90-man roster.
Right, you just can't do the same things.
You have 53. You can let six be inactive game day. Do you know how many players have to play? Like, I don't understand. Like, I mean, if you want to tell me, like, Ronnie Stanley was a surprise, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But who else? Like, I wasn't surprised by many. Ronnie Stanley, offensive line, maybe there were some surprises. But outside of the offensive line, I didn't have many.
Yeah, and I think, Glenn, I think if somebody were to ask you, I don't think it was necessarily the guys, but maybe more the reps. That's what I was most surprised by. Because, just like you said, it's a numbers game, so some of the guys got to trot out there. But I think the reps, too, we were talking about it with, Morgan. That was a surprise. Yeah. But outside of that, your hands are tied. You know what I mean? You have a trimmed down roster.
Right, and you can't ask a guy who normally plays 10 to 15 snaps to all of a sudden take on the 45-snap workload.
Yeah,
and not risk the injury. And you don't want your second guys to get hurt either because they play a pivotal role. It's not like the starters play 100% of the snaps. So
Yeah.
I mean, you had to start some guys. So I don't. And look, we're not going to fire Harbaugh, who just led our team to the number one seed and destroyed that gauntlet of an end of season schedule. Ran through every team.
Who would have thought that
the
only loss in that last five games was to the Steelers because we already won all four. Honestly, like that's incredible.
And we're going to fire him because he played a couple guys. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, you got any other notes about this? I honestly want to get to our competition.
Yeah,
and
let's
also get
into
to the playoff simulation.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get to our competition. Of course, this week we headed into the final week with a tie game between me and Jimbo. And DK was just two behind, but he had an opportunity to, if he won, create a tie that went down to the tiebreakers, Jimbo. Yeah. So this was a huge week, an important week, because, look, we all want to win. You know, we're competitive guys. We want to win this game. So let's get into the results, Jimbo.
Let's do it, DK.
And by the way, as always, this segment is, of course, brought to you by BetUS. BetUS is the OGs in the game of sports betting. They will also match more than anyone that I'm aware of. They will give you not just a match of what your initial deposit is, but they'll give you 125% of your match. So give you a little extra on top, up to $2,500. All you got to do is use the link in the description or type 410 in the as the promo code and get your match and get yourself some free money, have some fun, do some gambling, but always do so responsibly. Let's get into it.
Let's do it. All right. Number one, as you guys recall, Ravens tight end receiving yards, 40.5. Thanks to Isaiah Likely, this went over at 54. I think that you and I were both right about this one. DK, did you go the under on this? Yeah, you went under. Okay, so DK was wrong. We were right.
All right.
Let's keep going. Steelers tackles for loss. 4.5 was the line. It was 6, so Glenn was right. I was wrong.
DK.
DK was right. I was the only one wrong here. I was the only one that rooted for the Ravens and was not secretly rooting for the Steelers.
It's an interesting way to spin it. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, look, just is what it is.
Speaking of the only one, I'm the only one 2-0 after two. Okay. Moving to the next one.
All right. Let's see. Steelers rushing yards, 90.5. They went for 155. Yeah. Najee did his thing today. I mean, I couldn't have said too much about him and good for him.
Yeah. He went crazy in the meetings game. He got 26 carries, got a monster workload.
And he's still not going to the playoffs. It's too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Number four. Wait. Oh, sorry. I guess did we all pick the over on that one?
Yep. We all three picked the over. We were all three correct.
Steelers receiving long, 34.5. And I think that Glenn and I both picked over on this, right?
I thought this was going to be under for sure, dude, until all of a sudden.
Wait, was DK, were you the only one that picked the under?
Yeah, he was.
71 yards was the long, and of course that was the Deontay Johnson.
You know what? I'll be honest, Jimbo. I didn't know the weather was going to be this gross. I knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't know terribly windy, sleet, and rain the entire game, like start to finish. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So with that being said, before we get the tiebreakers, Glenn, congratulations, champion. 7-8. Now, this is the only thing,
ladies and gentlemen.
It's the only I don't know. So you've taken the lead, but are we going into the postseason, or is this a regular season thing?
Oh, we can go into the postseason.
We're going to the postseason. Well, so let me ask you this. Oh, are we starting over, DK?
Oh, it's a whole new season. Okay, I was going to say, because if I'm the number one seed, I want a bye week.
How would that even work?
You know, I want to buy. You two figure it out amongst yourselves.
That's awesome. Oh, geez. That's awesome. Oh, gosh. My leg keeps falling.
Oh, man.
But yeah, dude, was that 4 out of 4? I think it's the first time any of us have gotten 4 out of 4 this year.
Dude, what a screaming comeback too, Jimbo. You pulled out to a massive lead. It's a little tortoise in the hair here, Jimbo.
Yeah.
You're the hair, dude. You sprinted. Seriously. And I just caught you, you know?
Yeah, you did. Congrats, man. Shout out to the People's Champ, one Glenn Martin. But we do have to get to the tiebreakers for those of you out there who are competing to get some swag. So let's keep going here. Wait a second. Can I do this? Does this work? Which one of these does confetti? Oh, I'll give you some fireworks. There you go. There you go, Glenn. You got some fireworks.
Everyone got this. I mean, the lowest over-under total of the year. And it didn't get there.
Yeah, that's insane. Did we both take the over?
Yeah.
We all took the over.
Everyone did. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a tough one. And then the last tiebreakers closest to the pin, 224. DK won this one because he had the lowest, if I recall, right? Yeah, like 270.
I had 295, I think, right?
But I think I had 310 or 20.
305. Okay. Yeah.
Too much
DK. DK had the tiebreaker.
Yeah, he did. That was a great game. That was a tough one. Because we didn't know who was going to be out there and who wasn't. And the weather obviously was a factor. But the Glenster, of course, with a big comeback. The Glenster. That was all DK, man. The big comeback.
Yeah.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, give it up to the People's Champ, Glenn Martin. Woo!
Ha!
Wait, how many years have we done the over-under competition? I mean, we've done it every year.
Right?
We did it at the beginning, too.
Oh, yeah, we did pick them. Yeah, we did pick them. We did pick them in the beginning. We didn't do over-unders, I think, until maybe third year. Oh, until DK started doing them.
Yeah.
So he would know.
So this is 3 years. Who won the first? Last year was the first year? So we're 1-1?
Oh, you won it last year.
I won it last year. You won it this year. In the regular season, right?
Okay.
Because last year we didn't go to the post. Well, we got out in the first round.
Well, I'll let you know. I'm a playoff type of performer, too, Jimbo, so... Don't think you're going to win the second season, as they call it.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Jax, I told you. I know it was you who put money on Jimbo. I know it was you on BetUS. I saw the swing in the line. I knew it was you, Jax, and I told you not to do it. But I appreciate the congratulations. Shout out to Bob Pierney. Every blind dog finds a bone. You know, Bob, come on now. Show some respect. Get yourself blocked out of here, Bob. You know, put you in timeout, right?
Oh, that's awesome. No, yeah, that was as soon as it happened, I was like, well, there it is. Look,
anonymous YouTuber says he was the first ever fan winner. I appreciate that you pointed that out.
Nice. That's awesome. Man, and he's like, I'm still waiting on my swag. I hope not. If you are, ping us, because that means that it got lost in shipping.
Look, Jax changed his bet to me. Smart man, last second, audible. That's right. Changing at the line of scrimmage.
Smart man, that is absolutely true. Because, look, ladies and gentlemen, I shoot from the hip.
Yeah, it's true.
And it worked for me at the beginning. It just didn't in the end. So I didn't want to change my process.
By the way, I got to talk to you about this because I've been wanting to talk. I can't believe it took this long.
What's that?
I like Tyler Huntley. But were you just like going... Like, this is just not Lamar. I don't care the weather.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like,
it's just not fair.
Yeah.
It's such a drop.
In my opinion.
It's not fair. I mean, you could look at that and then turn around and say, I mean, if he had all the starters out there, not that he would be Lamar, but like, what I'm trying to say is you look at a guy like Gardner Minshew, right? And he's made something of himself. He's going to, you know, he's made some money. And like, could Tyler duplicate that? I think so, if he was thrusted in that situation with all starters.
What?
Like what Gardner Minshew has done, something adjacent to that. Like what I mean is that I think that Tyler still found his niche in the NFL.
But you got to remember, what's his average points per game as a starter?
Like, yeah, it's not great. And his record's so not bad. Great. Yeah, for sure. But I just hope that he gets some, I hope that he gets another contract. And I mean, I don't think he's out of the league by any stretch of the imagination. He's going to be a backup somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So, it just wasn't good. Certainly wasn't his best game. The weather didn't help and things like that. But yeah, like you said, no excuses. Got to go out there and play. That was a big opportunity for him, and it just didn't work out tonight. So, yeah. But if you want to, I'd be interested in getting to some playoff scenarios. What do you think?
Yeah, pop
kinda
it
turn
up.
The corner real quick.
You got the the simulator in the holster.
Old simulator. All right, the playoff machine brought to you by ESPN, so that way we don't get demonetized. ESPN, we thank you for this.
Thanks, ESPN.
Yeah, whatever else we need to say, I don't know. All right, so this is the way. So Pittsburgh won. We see that. Now let's say if you can see up here, who do you think wins tonight? I think the Texans win. You?
I think the Colts win, dude. Let's see what both happens. What happens?
Right, we'll go Texans first.
Okay.
And then over here, I mean, the Bucs are going to win this one. What about this matchup? I think Browns win.
Well, Browns aren't playing anybody.
Oh, because they're locked, right?
I still think they win.
You think so?
Dude, the Bengals are
done. Oh, the Bengals are eliminated, though,
they
right?
gave up. Yeah, they're already on vacation.
And let's see. The Detroit Lions have clinched. I don't know what can happen from a
Does Minnesota have anything to play for?
No, they cannot get in. I don't believe.
Okay, let's just pick anybody in the NFC. Because who cares?
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, yeah. And this is
the toilet bowl.
Yeah, that's a terrible game. All right, so this is important. Jacksonville
Jags
or Tennessee?
Win.
You think Jags say, win?
You know what? Even though Vrabel, did you see Vrabel, dude?
No.
He goes, the reporter basically asked him, what's the motivation to try and win when you're out of the playoffs? And he basically said, because losing.
Sucks. I did see that.
Hey, fuck.
Well, and the other thing too, isn't Trevor Lawrence banged up?
He is. I don't even know if he's playing.
We'll do one round with him, with them winning.
Okay.
And then whatever. We'll take the Seahawks. We'll take the Packers. We'll take the Chiefs, of course. They have to win. We'll do this. We'll do this. We'll do this. Do this. And now this game.
Oh, I'm going to say the Bills, man.
Me too.
Got to. They're the hot hand.
All right, so this is with the Jags winning, the Bills winning, the Chiefs winning.
Oh, I like this. I like this.
And the Browns winning. So wait, just really quickly, would mean that
we could either play, if Houston wins, we'll play them. If Houston loses and Miami wins, we'll play them. And if Cleveland is the lowest remaining seed that wins, we'll play them. If all the top seeds obviously win, we'll play Jacksonville at home.
Yeah. Yeah,
bring it on. And then that, you know what that means? If it goes this way, we won't have to deal with both Kansas City and Buffalo. They'll play each other. We'll only have to beat one of them.
Right. Now let's switch it up a little. Let's say Tennessee wins. Let's say the
Colts win.
Yeah. Let's say the Colts win. And I'm going to switch everything AFC wise.
Let's not put the Chargers as winning, because that ain't happening.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But I did switch the Bengals to win.
What about the Broncos over the Raiders?
So look at that. That's interesting. That doesn't just really quickly for the sake of
Raiders are winning. Raiders.
So they're stuck. The because if I switched everything, and it looks like, if I understand this correctly, the Browns are stuck at fifth.
By the way, good luck to Pittsburgh in this scenario.
Okay, so which one am I? Let's see.
The only one I would say is, let's say the Dolphins beat Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, so then the Buffalo immediately plays them again.
Okay,
and then Pitt has to go at Kansas City. Ha! Good luck!
Yeah, so now does it... I'm trying to think if there's any other... Yeah, none of these other games will matter. I just want to make sure I'm not... Am I missing anything here?
Hit the Texans real quick. If the Texans win while also the Dolphins.
Oh, right. Then they just swap Texans and Colts.
Okay. Now, how about you got the Jags? Put the Jags as the winner. Oh, okay. So this does a lot of. So there's a lot of shuffling that could still go down, Jimbo. This is not. I mean, Baltimore's locked in, Cleveland's locked in. But outside of that.
So if I understand,
Kansas City locked in?
Yeah, it looks like 1, 3, and 5 are locks.
Locks, okay.
They're the only ones, as we've been moving this around, that have not moved. Now, we knew the Ravens weren't going to move, but these two have not moved as far as I can see. Now, I haven't made them losing. I guess if they lose.
Still haven't moved.
Yeah, and then let's say Buffalo. Yeah. They're stuck at 3.
They're pretty much stuck, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's either going to be one of these 3 that we play, or some have the the Steelers or the Jags? All right.
Yeah. And that's if it's, I mean, the Steelers have to go into Buffalo and beat a hot Buffalo Bills
by the
team.
Love of all that is holy, right? Like, I just don't know that that's happening, but that's some interesting ones. It would be interesting to see Miami and Buffalo turn around and have to play each other again.
Yeah, that reminds me. Didn't the Ravens did the
same thing with the Bengals?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Freaking
yeah,
Tyler Huntley, dude.
No. Yeah. No, Tyler Huntley.
Yeah. What a gosh, dang it. But yeah, man, that was interesting. That's interesting to me. I think there's gonna be. Yeah, I'm excited to look at this again tomorrow. I'm certainly going to mess around with it. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, and of course, so look, next week is going to be a lot of fun because the Ravens get to chill.
That's right. Right, and so I want to root for all overtime games, double overtime games. I want these dudes exhausted for the next week.
That's right. Now, is there a playoff game on a Monday this year? There is, right? Yeah. How long ago did they start that?
What is that, NFC or AFC? Or one of each? Because I didn't see that. I saw the division round is split between Saturday and Sunday, AFC division round. I didn't see wild card, though. And then AFC championship is Sunday. AFC, so it must be this weekend, this wild card weekend.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention. See, Jim, I haven't even looked at wild card weekend.
Yeah,
because
it's like,
you know, it's like, what's the
point?
We're
not even taking part.
You know what I'm saying?
We already skipped the line. So, but basically, if you're a guy that set out today, 3 solid weeks before you play football again. Do I understand that correctly? Because you got this week that you already had, plus the game next week that we have a bye, and then the following week, obviously, we play on the end of the week. But yeah, that's
so you'll be practicing. But yeah, that's
woo, that's a lot of rest.
A lot of rest, no doubt. No,
I love it. I love it. I'm looking.
Hey, Jimbo, was there a scenario? Because I saw that there with a win. There was still a chance that Pittsburgh could not get in.
Okay, with a Pittsburgh win, you're saying?
Yeah, that they still had some
scenario.
Yeah,
they still need
one of either Jacksonville or Houston to lose.
Yeah, so
right?
if Jacksonville wins and Buffalo wins?
Okay.
Yeah, actually it doesn't the Oh, you know what? Okay. You're right. So if Jacksonville wins, if Buffalo wins and if the Colts win, even though the Steelers won, they're still out.
Oh, the Colts, not the Texans. Okay.
Correct. Now, that's with all 3 of them winning. Now, if I say that the Colts win, let's say Tennessee wins, then boom. It has to be all 3 of them.
So the Bills, the Titans, and the Colts have to win.
No. The Colts, the Bills, and the Jags.
Oh, well, that's very doable.
Very, very. Yeah, that's.
Now,
that's,
so switch the Colts and the Texans, but keep the other things.
Yep. Then they'd still be out. It'd be the Texans that swap, and that would be, if I'm not mistaken. Well,
so hold
no.
on. Then that game doesn't matter. Texans and Colts doesn't matter because you're saying no matter who wins, as long as the Bills win and the Jags win, the Steelers.
Well,
are out?
It does because of the other 2 games. So, like for example, if the Jags lose,
throw
so
it back on here, dude.
Yeah. I got you here.
Yeah, we need
because
this
if the I'll show you what I got going on here. All right, present this bad boy, add to stage. Okay, so if you see let me zoom in for you a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so if you see right now as I have it, this is kind of what you were referencing here. This is all 3 of them. Colts won, Jags won, Bills won. So you'll see the Steelers are out.
Now hit the Texans for me.
Yep, same thing, except they just swap out for the Texans.
Okay,
but
so the Texans game doesn't really matter. It's really just the Bills and the Jags, right?
Well, hold on a second. Now, if the Colts win, I think you're right, but let's double check. Let's say that the Titans win. And so then the Colts become the 4th seed.
Make the Jags the winner.
Right. Now let's go make.
Okay.
And
so
let's go over here and see if this does anything. And let's go back here. Hold on. Let's just double check it.
Mm-hmm. So there's still a lot of scenarios here.
But so to a
but
certain
that's
extent,
like that's not crazy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that the I don't know who's favored in this game that's going on right now, but I would imagine it's the Colts, right? Not by a large margin. Who's at home right now?
Yeah, I think Jax is right. Jax saying that the Steelers need the Texans and Colts to tie.
Yeah, I guess we can do that too.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, they tie. Bam.
Ah, good call. Shout out, man. Yeah. Damn. So it's all about Jags and Bills. That's the only thing that really, truly matters.
And I'm pretty sure both of them are favored unless Trevor Lawrence doesn't play.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. They should be. And they're desperate. They're the more desperate team. The other team's simply playing because losing sucks.
Yeah.
Which I know that matters too, but wow. Okay.
A lot going on. A lot of moving pieces. Is the other game already on right now?
Started at 8. Yeah.
Oh, cool. What's the score right now?
I don't even have it up, dude. Let's see. Yeah, I don't even have it up. Oh, no, 8:15. It started.
It's probably still 0-0 then.
Yeah, it just started. Yeah, 0-0. Colts have the ball.
Oh, my gosh. Really, guys?
What?
The Steelers media just put in why? They just posted pictures of them in the locker room celebrating, walk in your trap, take over your trap. Guys, how tone deaf can
dude,
you be?
You know what that reminds me of, dude? Like, wow, how far the Steelers have fallen. That reminds me of the Commanders celebrating our breaking our preseason streak, dude. Like no one gives a shit, but they're celebrating like they won the Super Bowl. Wow, yeah. Act like you've been there before, Pittsburgh. That's embarrassing. Yeah. What are they popping champagne?
I mean, they're going to town, dude, in the locker room. My gosh.
That is pathetic. I mean, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's like, who was it that just hung the Lions, man. They hung a division banner.
Oh, did they? Now, we have up at the stadium the years we've won the division, but we don't have a banner.
Dude, they got a banner, bruh. But they ain't won it since 93, man. So I can't be that.
It's like the Lakers in-season tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The Lakers hung the in-season tournament banner.
Next to all, yeah, the first one, right? So, like, next to all of those. And who knows how long that NCAA tournament even lasts.
It could be a one and done. I mean, I have a feeling they're going to really, crowbar it in and make it a permanent thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's going to make them more dollars, but.
I didn't pay attention. I hated the floors, by the way.
I know you did. I know you did.
Drove me crazy.
Now, one thing I want to say, as far as news for next week, the Ravens are going to practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as if it's a normal week. Michael Pierce also said one of them will be a stadium practice. He said the idea is a normal week. Idea is a normal work week. There we go. To keep improving and stay sharp even during a bye. Glad I can use words next to each other with alliteration properly after the third time. But yeah, so that'll be interesting. Hopefully, it sounds like John's trying to do a lot to curb any potential rust, you know, building up. But I think that's cool. I think he's just trying to get creative and keep these guys juiced and ready to go, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, I did see something that I thought was kind of funny, and I wanted to get your take on. Immediately thought of you when I saw it. Odell Beckham Jr. rents out. Oh,
I saw this too.
I knew it. That's why I thought about you. I knew this would be your take. Look at him. Look at him. Does it remind you of the yacht party before the Packers playoff game a few years back?
I swear, if I see a boy band picture.
I knew it. Yes, I can't help but remember the Giants taking a yacht trip before their playoff.
But wasn't it just the receivers back then?
I think it was just the receivers. This time, the whole offense is coming.
Good.
That's what I hear.
So there'll be some adults on the boat.
Is that what you think? You think hopefully. It's a good thing that more people are going? Okay.
I think so, because if you got guys like Morgan Moses, Ronnie Stanley... No. Like, you throw Kevin Zeitler in there.
He's not going.
He's not going. He might go.
He's not going, dude.
I hope he does, because I want some adults on the boat, is what I'm saying.
Look, I think Odell's in a much different part in his career. He certainly recognizes the importance of these opportunities and knows they don't come around every year. And I have confidence. But I immediately thought of you when I heard that he was renting out that boat to have a little party. On their off week during the bye that they earned,
I'm not a fan. No, okay. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
No, you stay locked in till the job's done.
Okay. All right.
Like, you can party when the job's done. Don't party about a bye week. The hell?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? The Giants? Mm-hmm.
The G-men.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. We party when. What did Kobe Bryant say? Right.
Now, people are saying that it's fake. I don't know. It could be, I guess. You never know what's real. But I saw that he rented out some Lord
Spirit.
Baltimore. But
yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I know that. Spirit, I mean, because I pass that frequently.
So they're saying it's a joke. Okay. All right.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. You calm my nerves. That's for sure.
Thank you. Because I said it. I said, oh, my God. I know Jimmy's going to feel about this.
Jesus. The last thing I want to get into is not really related to this week, but did you see the Schefter, Rich Eisen conversation about Lamar Jackson, about no team? He's passionately talking about this was the offseason. No team was willing to be aggressive enough to put in an offer that would make it impossible for the Ravens to match. No team wanted to. Like, and he talked about the Falcons, the Saints, the Panthers, and I think he named some other teams. But and he said they were worried about his workout habits and his diet.
Mm-hmm.
Why? The timing is so poor. Like, why do we even need to talk about this?
Yeah, I don't get why this is a story. But, yeah, I mean, I thought we were done this.
Yeah, like, come on.
It's done.
Yeah, Lamar eats a little too much cereal. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm like, we're still talking about teams that should have pursued him and offered him a contract. And, like, it's done. It's over.
Yeah, all I can say is thank you to those other teams. Your loss, our win.
Yeah, I mean, man, Eric DaCosta's got to be just thrilled with himself right now.
Yeah.
The fact that he was able to get this done and he's going to have that guy be the MVP and lead the number one overall seed. That's pretty freaking cool. So, yeah
no, it's awesome. Yeah. But, DK has another note here. Let's see. Oh,
there we go. Richard, zoom in a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Seeing a lot of teams passed on Lamar Jackson this past spring. Takes here. One, he was never a free agent. You would have had to give the Ravens 2 number 1 picks to sign him if the Ravens would not match the offer. That's true. The Ravens were never going to let him go. That is all. So yeah, exactly. This is where they had an argument.
Okay.
Because Schefty was basically saying this, just like he said in the tweet, but he said this in the show as well, because the show was the follow-up to this tweet conversation. Twitter conversation, whatever. X, I don't know. This is not all, is what Schefty's commenting. Ravens never were approached. Carolina traded multiple firsts for Bryce Young. Yet no team ever tried to get a deal done with Lamar Jackson. There was never a team that challenged it. Or once Jackson himself publicly stated he wanted out of Baltimore, lost opportunity. Yeah. I mean,
It was. But it doesn't shock me at all. I mean, I think both points are true. The Ravens knew they were going to be able to match any offer just by numbers and market and all that. And they also knew that teams would have to invest a first round pick if they were going to even do that. So I think it was just.
Now the other thing, DK, I wanted to ask is, didn't Schefty mention there's still an ongoing collusion case?
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure at the end of that interview,
they can't even talk about it.
Let's see, because what Schefty said, now he reported some teams had interest, but no serious offer. Yeah. So there's some that snitched around, but Schefty said in the show that somebody could have offered him a $300 million deal, 100% guaranteed.
It's crazy.
And like the Ravens weren't going to give him that. That was clear.
And to the point in the chat, Jax is making that Watson, you know, they could have done something like the Browns went out. They jumped out on a limb to do that contract with him, giving him all that guaranteed money,
and they gave up
all those picks.
Yeah, go further out.
Yeah, they could have.
Like, sure, I'm sure the Panthers would have rather done that.
I mean, you think they'd still have their head coach?
Yeah, for sure.
They'd probably won their division.
Yeah, I mean, just Lamar Jackson can line up play 1-on-11 in that division.
Yeah.
And they win that division. I mean, what are we talking about here?
The Falcons would have, they'd be in a lot better spot. Arthur Smith wouldn't be on the hot seat either.
You know? Yeah, the Falcons are dirty birds because they're doo-doo, dude. Like, what?
And look, you got to remember who the owners are of these teams. And they look at the quarterback as, like, the face of their organization, their CEO of their business. And these are a bunch of old dudes. And, you know, say what you want. But they look at Lamar Jackson, and they probably they're old. So they can't even – I don't know. I just feel like – if you look at who's owning these teams, you can kind of go, it doesn't surprise you.
Yeah. It's not a surprise, right?
No,
for sure.
Not at all. No.
And then if at the same time you look at Steve's history as a human, as a business owner, as an owner of a football team, it also doesn't surprise you.
A little different.
Right? Yep. The actions that he would make as far as like being pro Lamar you know, and all these other things, and willing
and look
to
look at his staff. I mean, look at Ozzie, you know, the Ozzie Newsome.
Yep.
He broke barriers himself.
Yeah. Anyway, I know this is old news, but I thought that was interesting because, you know, it still finds its way to come up. But look, the one thing I love about Lamar is he just simply stays true to himself. I hope he's an example to, he certainly made me feel more emboldened to not allow people that are seemingly higher up than me provide me with a dominant opinion, but trust in myself more over over those that don't know my own capabilities, right?
Yeah.
And so Lamar, all he's done is stay true to himself, dude. That's it. I hope he's an example to kids. Like, just stay true to yourself, man. Know what you believe in and know what you can do. Don't be delusional, but little delusion is okay.
You got to have the utmost confidence when a bunch of naysayers are telling you you're not this and you're not that. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, crazy. Sure. Crazies. But anyway, the playoffs are right around the corner. Yeah. We absolutely cannot wait. It looks like the Ravens, while did have some bumps and bruises. I mean, Geno Stone left the game and he was in the medical tent. Who else left the game early and limped off the field? Oh my goodness. I think him and Geno left on the same play. I'm blanking. But yeah, Delshawn Phillips. Okay, yeah, exactly. But it looks like there was nothing that is going to put guys in jeopardy.
Yeah,
for the playoff game. So that in itself was our overall key, you know, going into this game. So they achieved that.
Yeah, agreed. And I think that's it for us tonight, folks. What we got on the docket this week, as always, is we will be here on Tuesday. Are we going to do Friday, even though we don't have a game this coming week? We change the day, we'll let you know on Tuesday what day we're doing. If we happen to change it, chances are we probably won't, but we might. Yeah. We'll see. We might double dip on another night if we're going to be guests on another person's show. You know what I mean? We might do something like that. But either way, you guys will know by Tuesday. We'll be locked and loaded for this week. Got a lot of exciting stuff going on here in Baltimore, and we're excited to talk. Oh, actually, you know what, Glenn? Before I sign off, this is the last thing I got to say. I got to dig one time at old TJ Watt. I know he got hurt and that sucks. I thought it was hilarious. I told DK this right before you hopped on. I thought it was hilarious that, you know, Adam Schefter tweets, oh, he had an MCL sprain and he's going to be further evaluated, but he wanted to go back on the field, but you know, the staff wouldn't allow him. Of course, that last tidbit has to be in there, right? Like tough TJ Watt had to be held out of the game, right? Like, gosh, dude.
You really don't like that guy.
No, man. He's dirty and he's dramatic. Like,
it's like Big Ben, dude. Big Ben would play through injuries, yes. But he made sure everyone in the stadium knew every injury that he had. Yeah. No, you're right. He would make sure everyone knows my, I'll have the injury chart out. I'll circle every part of me that's banged up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like this is that's a great characteristic if you want to play soccer.
Yeah.
But,
or European basketball.
Yeah, there you go.
Flop.
Yeah, exactly. But or even an NBA shoot.
Yeah, I guess so. But at least they're teeing guys up for flopping nowadays.
Love that's
it.
True. But anyway, that's it for us tonight, folks. We'll be back on Tuesday for sure. Cole Jackson will be this. We'll be getting you guys all prepped for the playoffs. Drive safely for all of you that are driving.
Yes,
have
Don
a great
C.
evening and a great be weekend. Careful. Enjoy the Sunday tomorrow as the playoff picture comes into form. That's it for us tonight, folks, and we'll talk to you soon.